Glenn Ralston volleyball team finished up an outstanding 2021 season, going at 16-9 on the year. Joining us right now to take a look back at the season is head coach Chris DeBunn. And coach, congratulations on a great first season with the Wildcats, and appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Coach, with it being your first year as the head coach in the program, going 16-9 this year, probably had to be fairly pleased with that. Did this meet or exceed the expectations that you and the girls set for this team at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, so I would say we exceeded my expectations. I don't know about the girls so much, you know, you'd have to ask them. But as far as for myself, I remember thinking that I wanted to finish in the top half of the conference. You know, that was kind of my goal, just a nice broad brush stroke there. But that's where I wanted to kind of see us at the end of the year, was in that top half.
And you did that, finishing fourth. What did you learn about the conference this year going through that conference schedule?
Yeah, so for a long time, and that evened out a little bit towards the end of the season, but for a long time, I do feel like there was kind of a gap between the top half of teams and the bottom half of teams. Again, I feel like, you know, as we continued on into the season, that kind of leveled out a little bit. But I think overall, those top, especially Cam, Woodbine, Boyer Valley, just some all around solid skill play. I also felt like Coon Rapids, that was a good game for us as well. Just seeing, they had some evenly divided strengths as well. So yeah, that would be, I would say, my overall assessment is just pretty even. You know, there wasn't like necessarily, some teams will have like one standout player that kind of, but I feel like in our conference, it's really a team effort for a lot of us to get that win.
What stood out for you about the way your team played then this season?
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, some of our areas that we were a little more, that I felt like we were fairly consistent was our serving. And that was one of the things that I had kind of talked to the team early on, is we had not been over that 90%. And I really felt like the girls were capable of getting there. And just those, you know, you and I both know with volleyball, it can be the difference between one or two serves that go into the net or not. That really can change the momentum of a game. And so I really wanted to see our serves above 90, and we were able to accomplish that. So I felt like that was a nice, consistent performance from us. I would say something as far as that I would like to see improved on, that I feel like we started it, but would like to see that continue, is our blocking, and then also working on our hitting efficiency. So those are, you know, those are a couple of things that I feel like we could give a stronger performance on. But yeah, serving, setting, digging, those are things that I felt like we were fairly consistent to give good effort on.
And coach, the surprising thing in a way about having that much consistency is I don't know if people realized how young your team was this year. You had two seniors on the squad, Macy Snyder injured all season long and really yes. didn't get a chance to play. So Allison Dreesen, really the only senior that saw the floor for you. You played a ton of sophomores this year and even some freshmen. So to get that yep. kind of consistency out of a young team had to make you pretty pleased.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's definitely one thing that I feel like we've got going for us for next year, is just being able to, you know, we've got the foundation this year, and now it's just being able to continue to build on that. You know, we had a lot of new faces, just more court time, you know, like some of the players that were out there even consistently giving, you know, playing all the way around or playing the full game, you know, that would have even been new for them this year. So yeah, we had just a lot of different things kind of going on, and it could have gone one way or the other, really, you know, how the team handled that and pulled together. But they could have chosen not to do that. You know, it could have looked very different our season had they not been willing to, you know, to really try and form that teamwork that, you know, that's necessary.
Did you see teamwork grow to really well with this group and them kind of gel together? And what other areas, you mentioned serving as being a strength, what other areas did you feel like you got better as the season went on?
Yeah, I kept saying to the girls, you know, we don't want to peak. We don't want to peak in September. When I, you know, when I came in, there were just a lot of things. Even, you know, I kind of think, and this is something I'm going to talk to them. Just we'll do an end of the year meal together. This is something I'm going to talk to them about is like really reflecting, like, do you remember where we started 2 months ago? You know, because we would try and do some basic drills and Jeff, it was ugly, you know, just, and so, having a defensive scheme. So knowing where they're supposed to be at, knowing who covers what and why, all of that was from the ground up. And so, you know, sometimes I would even, like, I even would have to scale things back for a while and just realize, oh, I got to take this back a couple steps. And then your brain can only process so much, you know, so I'm really excited about just the fact of now we've got a foundation that really we were starting from scratch this year on a lot of that. So, and then to be able to now start to build on some of just those more, I would say, technical skills, you know, like how, you know, like how do you cut, you know, how do you read, you know, how do you read, how blockers, how do you read? You know, some of the, that we just weren't able to get to this year because of just needing to cover some of the more foundational things. So yes, but I do feel like we had, like Addie was a very consistent setter for us. You know, like we just knew how she was going to perform. And then I also feel like Tyla was very consistent for us. You know, we knew where she was going to be in the backcourt. You know, and so for those, then you we can kind of work with some of those other things that maybe, you know, as far as consistency, having our serving, having a you know, Addie as consistent setting and then having Tyla and knowing where she was going to be at, you know, then we kind of worked around that for this year. But I'm excited to continue to see just growth for next year. And I do feel like we didn't peak in September. You know, we peaked in October where I wanted us to, which is where hopefully we, you know, we will again next year.
Coach, when did you feel like this group started to kind of get everything and they started to play the way you wanted them to? Sounds like in October, but did you start to see that coming together maybe a little bit earlier than that?
Yeah, so we went, so even in Greene County, to be quite honest, our very first just kind of triangular scrimmage at the very beginning of the season, playing against Greene County where we were pushed a little bit, you know, you start to observe, you know, how are they going to respond to each other? You know, how are they going to respond to being, you know, to being pushed by another team? So even there, I felt like we had, that was always a strength there for the girls, you know, that they could and wanted to, not that, you know, all of us sometimes struggle with that, you know, as far as, but they wanted to pull together. So even with Greene County, I felt like that it was there. And so then it was just really, how do we continue to develop it? Madrid, we had a really good tournament there. And then we went through some teams I would say were more ranked in the bottom half of our conference later in the season. So starting in, you know, kind of that September time, that in a way I feel like actually maybe was not as helpful as maybe what a different schedule could have been. Because I feel like we kind of did a bottom half team, a bottom half team, a bottom half team in the conference. And so then to really find Cam then, which would have been, you know, that mid-October, I wish that would have been intermixed a little bit more because I think that's the motivation that a lot of teams have. And I feel like we had to keep improving. Okay, we didn't quite, you know, we didn't quite get, you know, Cam. We didn't quite get, you know, Exira Elkhorn here, you know, whatever that game was. And so to have that stretch where we were playing a lot of teams that I would say were maybe a little more expected wins, that I think actually was then harder for us to keep focused in practice sometimes.
Coach, you guys had a kind of a different schedule in a way. You only played in the one tournament, the ACGC tournament, mm-hmm. until the conference tournament at the end, but you played quite a few trianglers, a couple of those anyway, and that quad. Is that, it sounded like a little bit like maybe you'd like to see that change, or is it just the order of the conference teams that you'd like to see changed?
No. So I think over the last couple of years, my understanding is some of those tournaments have gotten dropped for a variety of reasons, more just from our school district side of things. I would really love, I would love to see us play more. So to get in, if we could snag another tournament or two this next year, I would love that. And I think for me now, going into my second year, taking advantage of being able to scrimmage, and even pushing, I just want us to play harder teams, to be quite honest. Yes. I mean, just some teams that really push us, because again, I think that is for my girls, that's what provides the motivation for them in practice. Just that focus, to say we're not there yet. So yeah, I would love to pick up a little bit of a tougher schedule for next year.
Coach, what did you take away from like the ACGC tournament and from those triangulars and quads that you used to kind of motivate the kid this season?
Yeah, I just think again, being able to see some of that, like out of conference play, I think is always good. Being able to just have that experience of, this is how other teams are running offense against us. This is how, anytime that you can get a variety of teams to play against, I feel like it just builds that filing, that filing cabinet of information in your brain and in your skill set, to be able then, okay, we've seen this before, what do we need to do? And I think it also exposes those things that aren't as consistent or maybe aren't as strong for us, that even for me as a coach, then I'm able to say, oh, that is an area, and we need to incorporate that in practice. Or boy, I didn't realize the girls didn't understand how they were supposed to move here. Those types of things. So it's helpful for me as well, to be able to just get that good variety of teams, to be able to really kind of build off of that in practice.
Coach, you had some really nice wins this season. Where did you feel like you played your best? And maybe was it even that loss to Caminita there in the regionals?
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely was. I think, I've talked to the girls too, a little bit about, what is it. A win is always nice, right? A win, we love those wins. But there is a difference between what I would consider maybe an easy win, where you know that your skill level is above the team that you're playing. And then there's those wins that you fight for. There are those wins where you're pretty evenly matched, or maybe you're even kind of considered the underdog. And if you're, for me, when you're looking at competitive athletes, you start to realize it's not just the W. It's really those hard wins where you actually have to fight for it. That is really the fulfilling parts of the season. And so definitely for us, we came off of a loss to Cam. And then we came off of a weak performance at the all conference tournament. And I say that, and the girls themselves know that. And so really then to go into regional play, I truly did not know how they were going to respond, because they'd come off of that, again, that loss to Cam and the poor performance at the all conference. So to see them kind of take those two games, Arweva, that first game in regionals, and then I saw it, you saw, okay, they're not giving up. They're not giving up on each other, and then really to fight how we did against Cam, that was definitely, I would say, the peak of our season.
Coach mentioned a young team earlier on. Just going to run through some of the players that played for you quite a bit this year that are coming back next year. Vanessa Kaler, Summer Toms, Elizabeth Lloyd, Lauren Klucke saw some time, Lauren Holzing, Ashlyn Tigges, Paige Klucke, Brenna Schoen saw some serving time for you, Addie Bell, and Tyler Jansen. That's a lot of young kids that saw the floor for you this year. So, what really stands out for you about that group, and where do you want to see that group get better here in the offseason?
Yeah, so when I look at our group, it is definitely, I feel like, just growth. Like, they have so much potential. This was the first year that we'd even really played with that configuration of girls. We've got another year, to really grow, and again to build off of that foundation. that we started this year. So, you know, I feel like for me, some of the goals for the team, you know, would be really what does 100% effort look like? And I think that that's something, you know, I talk to these, some of the girls that are in other sports, you know, putting in 100% effort in those other things that you do, whether that's basketball, whether that's track and field, whether that's golf, you know, whatever, softball, all of that builds a mental strength that then carries over to volleyball, you know, and so how are they using that off season in other sports, you know, to continue to build just that mental fortitude. And then for us in the off season, then specifically, you know, what does 100% effort look like in practice? That's an area that I feel like we still have some room to grow in. And just understanding that how we practice, you know, that practice makes permanent. So, you know, I think a lot of times we hear practice makes perfect, but practice really makes permanent. And so if we're practicing, you know, poor form, or we're practicing, you know, 50% effort, then we're not going to get where we want to in that game. So I would say, you know, off season, those are kind of some of the, you know, some of the goals that I'm looking at, you know, and then more consistency with our hitting efficiency. I really feel like has some room to grow. I'd love to see us getting a stronger block and getting a little more experience that way, being stronger at the net. So yeah, I'd say those are a couple things as far as off season stuff. Just general agility. Volleyball is a unique sport in the sense of like there, it just isn't a lot of lateral movement. You know, it's a lot of jumping and quickly changing directions and kind of split second, you know, agility type stuff there. So I do even feel like there's room for in the off season to kind of look at training some of that a little bit more too.
Coach mentioned early just a couple of seniors. Macy Snyder, again, great kid, but injured throughout the season and didn't get a chance really to see the floor. And then Allison Dreesen, I thought, had a really nice year for you as a senior. And mm-hmm. I always hear coaches talk about, you know, even 20 years down the road, that first group of seniors always is a little bit special for them. I imagine that those two girls probably going to be special for you for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, I feel like they have to have so much patience when you come in as a new coach, you know, and being able to just have just grace with me, you know, and learning what, you know, how I want things to go, or, you know, just even getting, you know, even getting just feedback, you know, how have you guys been doing this? Is that what we want to continue to do? I'm really excited to watch Macy, hopefully in the basketball season. You know, and even just some of the other volleyball girls that go on to play basketball, I'm excited to be able to watch them. And then, yeah, Allison, both of those girls. So Macy tends to be a little more, outspoken. Allison tends to be a little bit more reserved. And so even sometimes I felt like their leadership style, was meshed well in the sense of like it was between the two of them, it was very balanced. And so even that was kind of neat to see, you know, sometimes who would take the lead on something or how did that need to be accomplished? And so whose, you know, skill set kind of best fits that. But just super thankful, for both of them and just the sense of, having a first year coach and then being able to kind of put up with some of the changes, you know, that I was doing. Very thankful for both of them and how they responded that way.
How did you feel like you grew as a coach in your first year as a head coach?
Oh man, there's so much you just don't know that you don't know. So, you know, next year I will definitely be doing some things differently. You know, I think how I structure practices and a little bit more of the JV development, you know, what that looks like, I think will be different. You know, I also think even just some of the kind of behind the scenes administrative stuff, you know, just being able to have that first year under my belt, it'll be so nice next year not feeling like all that I'm scrambling, you know, that now. Yep. I can actually kind of plan a little bit. Okay, I know how this is going to go, and let's make sure I've got that in order before I actually need it. So, yeah. And then just knowing what the girls are capable of, as far as, you know, practices. I think some of that will just look different next year, hopefully all in a good way. But yeah, definitely learned a ton just about, I would say, the administrative side, especially.
Well, Coach, we thank you for all of your time. I know some nights you had really late nights rewatching film to get Tyler and I the stats so that we could finish our recap stories and get the stats and everything posted for our website and also for the sports report in the morning. So we truly appreciate all the time you put in late at night to help us get our stuff done, and appreciate the interviews throughout the season, the preseason interview, the postseason interview here as well. So thanks for all your time. It's been a lot of fun, and really looking forward to watching this program continue to grow.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I am really appreciative too of you guys and just the work that you put in. I know that the late nights and just trying to get everyone covered and accurate stats, and you know, I think too for the girls, that's a big deal, you know, for all of the area teams to be able to have that media coverage that, you know, that they really appreciate. So thank you guys too for all of the running and recording and everything that you do to kind of keep the conference and the area pulled together. So appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much. Head coach Krista Bunn again with the Glenn Ralston volleyball program.